Good morning, everyone. Today we have other event in some other place, so we will not have so many people here. Many people call and ask, you know, what the topic is, you know, what's the consciousness all about. It's really hard to explain just by a few words, but I will try to make it simple and make it understandable. 今天我们因为有另外的活动哈，所以今天的人呢，大部分都去参加那个活动。那我们今天开始呢，要讲八识。那很多有人打电话来问说，这个主题是在讲什么哈？那我们一时之间也没有办法三言两语讲清楚哈，因为这个八识真的是蛮复杂的哈。那我尽量哈把它讲得简单一点哈，然后讲得清楚，让大家至少能够了解啊、主要的一个部分。The title is the eight consciousness. So in other words, explain our mind with this eight consciousness.And basically, it also explained the operation of our mind. 那主题是八识呢？那它基本上是在讲我们的心识活动，用八个层次的心识来呈现我们心的作用，也就是我们心的功能，我们的心是怎么运作的。The reference I use majorly is unfortunately they are all in Chinese. One is by our Shifu, exploring the world of consciousness. And the second book is by Venerable Ji Chen, the hundred Dharmas, to explain the practice, to show how we can practice. This is a treaty by one of the master in India. Okay. 那我用了这次的讲题，我主要的两个这个参考书呢，一个是我们圣严师父写的《探索世界》哈，那另外一本是继承法师写的《白法明门论》。Of course, there are many, many, many. I think it's the most the school we were talking about Yogacara or consciousness only. The school has many, many terminology, and in other words, they have many, many books, treaties, sastras about this school. So, and it also diverse a lot and make it more complicated. But my major intention to talk about this topic is first we have explained what the Tathagata Gabbara school is, and second we talk about what is middle way, and so the last one is the consciousness only school that need to be explained so that we can have a whole picture about what the Mahayana Buddhism are is.那这两本书呢算是比较简单版的哈。那唯识学呢是一个很庞杂的一门学问呢哈，也是，但是它主要也是教我们要修行哈。的参考书是经论论哈是非常的多哈。那同时呢这个唯识学它经由历史的演变呢也有很多不同的分支也很多哈，所以分支每个分支又有很多的论述哈，那彼此之间有时候呢也有不同的解释哈，那它的名相也特别的多哈，所以读起来其实是不太容易了解哈。但是我想我们先从简单的开始，先了解一下唯识大概在说什么哈。那我说这个唯识，因为我不是唯识的专家，那会想说这个的原因是因为我们之前已经讲过的如来藏的观念， 那我们又讲过了中观的观念哈，那现在呢就要讲唯识。那我们大圣三系的这三系呢，哎，就完整之后，大家会对大圣佛教呢有一个比较完整的概念。好，这是我讲这个主题的一个目的哈。但是我并不是要做学术的研究哈，所以请你们不要问我太复杂的辩论的问题哈，因为我自己也不是很懂哈。So my intention is just to give everyone a brief idea about what this school is all about, and I'm not a scholar on this topic, and so don't ask me too complicated questions or try to debate with me because I'm not an expert.On this topic, and it is not my intention to clarify the different explanation from different school branches of this school. Okay. So let's review again about what the Mahayana Buddhism. There are three school. One is called Madhyamaka.Called Middle Way, and the most famous master is Nagarjuna and Aryadeva. 那大圣三系呢，它有就是有三条线嘛，哈。那第一个呢，最原始的哈，原始佛教讲到的就是中观。那最有名的大师呢，就是龙树菩萨跟提婆大师。The second is Yogacara school or consciousness only school. The famous master is Vasubandhu and Asanga. And then the third school is Tathagatagarbha school. And then we talk about that we have many sutras and belongs to this school. And all this...three school has his history, historical development. In other words, originally it's middle way, then later on developed consciousness only, and later on Tathagatagarbha school. 那这大圣三系呢，第二个呢是瑜伽唯识哈。他是从瑜伽学派来的哈，那最后现在比较广为接受的讲是唯识学哈，那比较著名的那个大师呢是世亲菩萨，还有他的哥哥无着大师哈。那接下来呢发展出来的就是如来藏哈，那这个三大系呢。在它历史演变的话，有它一个前后的关系哈。那刚开始的原始佛教呢，是比较主要讲中观，然后慢慢的发展出唯识学，然后最后如来藏哈。Okay. 那Middle Way, the School of Middle Way, the most famous the concept is translated by this, and I have to say.My talk on this topic, because we will talk about many terminology, so I tried my best to find the best translation for it, but sometimes I cannot find the best one, and yet I cannot give a good translation either. So I will use verbal explanation and hope that you can understand better. So the verse is very famous and it's also very deep. It says that whatever is dependent arising, we declare that to be emptiness, which is dependent designation as well as the meaning of the middle way.I'll explain later. 那中观呢，最主要的一个核心呢，就是一个这个八部哈，不是讲八部嘛哈。但是最主要的的一个有名的句子啊， 斯白龙树菩萨讲的，他说因缘所生法，我说即是空，亦为是假名，亦是中道义。So the first say that, you know, everything, whatever exists, whatever we can perceive, all the worldly phenomena, they are all arise by causes and conditions. Okay? And this dependent arising, we call it dependent arising, it's actually the nature of it is emptiness. So, in other words, the whole world, all the phenomena, whatever we can perceive, it's emptiness. Even though I call it emptiness, but this emptiness is also a name I give. It's not real. So it's called dependent designation. Because I want to explain this to you, so I have to give it a name. So I give it as emptiness. But this emptiness is also not real. Okay? And that is what the meaning of the middle way. So Buddha is afraid that, you know, he tried to explain that all the phenomena is not real. So it's called emptiness. But people were attached to the concept of emptiness, thought that there is a something emptiness we can grasp. This is also wrong. So Buddha said, this is also not a real. I only give it a name to explain, but it's not, the emptiness is not real. And that's the true meaning of the middle way. 那中观呢，他讲到说这句这个句子呢，好的意思是说，这世界上所有的一切，所有我们可以感知的一切，都是因缘所生的。因缘所生的就不是永远的，所以它的本性是空的。所以佛讲空性，但是佛又说这个空性呢是一个假名，它不是真的。好，那不执着有跟空呢，这才是中道义。好，那佛陀曾试着想要把空的东西，有的东西说成空，但是我们呢又不能执着空，这才是真正的中道。那这是中观的核心思想。 This is the core concept of the middle way. Later on, the consciousness only school developed, and the core concept is that it tried to explain to us that there is nothing that human experience that is not mediated by the mind.So there come the eighth consciousness, the theory, or the philosophy of the eighth consciousness. 那在接下来发展出来的一个唯识学呢，它主要的一个论点就是说，所有我们人呢，可以体验经验的东西，都是借由心来的，也就是说，你看一切法界一切都是唯心所造。好，但是他又不是讲真常唯心，他是讲虚妄唯识。好，告诉我们唯识的意思是说所有都一切都是我们的心事，不是真常唯心的那个心，真心。这边讲的 mind 心是讲我们的心事，也就是说一切的世界都是我们的心事所创造出来的。然后就有一个八识的这个理论出来的。 So the mind here is not the true mind we talk about in the Tathagatagarbha school. The mind is actually the consciousness that we call the eight consciousness. Okay. 那接下来就是我们讲的真常唯心。那它的主要later on the Tathagatagarbha school talk about, you know,There is a true mind, and that is our Buddha mind. And the core concept is that Buddha nature is the hidden essence within all sentient beings. Everyone has Buddha nature, and the Buddha nature is already exists since time without beginning. Even though we are not aware of it, the Buddha nature is already within us. That's the core concept. 那接下来的如来藏呢，他就指出来说，虽然哈万法为识，但是呢，我们的佛性一直都在我们每一个人的每一个一切众生都是有佛性的。那这个历史的演变发展哈 ，the developing of this this school has its reason. Buddha has only teach one, it's only one teaching. There is no like three teachings, only one teaching. But we sentient beings cannot understand the core teaching of the Buddha, so we need master to explain to us. Okay, so the master tried to explain the core teaching of the Buddha, and then they have publication, we call it Sastra. And then when the original teaching is middle way, and people try to explain it, but it's very hard because, you know, you cannot fall into both sides. And we have to keep emphasizing the emptiness and keep emphasizing everything is conditioned arising. And then later on, people fall into the concept of emptiness and then tend to become a nihilism. Then masters start to talk about, okay, even though we talk about emptiness, but when we live in this world, things exist. And things is created by our mind. And we call it consciousness. And then later on, people start to attach to the concept, oh, okay, the mind, the consciousness, you know, all the phenomena, and everything is illusory. And then later on, the master start to emphasize, even though everything is illusory, our Buddha nature is already within. That's never changed. That is already there. 那大圣三系它的演变呢，佛陀的教法只有一种，那为什么会演变很多重，其实是我们后代的佛弟子善根不够，不能够如实了解佛所说的法，所以我们需要靠一些祖师大德来为我们说明。那佛陀的原始佛教在教的都就是教一个中观的东西，那中观就是不落两边，不要落入空，不要落入有，那直接就是我们的一个本性的如来，就直接是我们的真如本性，那是我们的真心。所以在讲中观的时候，因为我们不太能够去理解这个道理，慢慢大家会讲说，哦，什么都是空的吗？什么都空是空的吗？慢慢会落入那种虚无的主义。然后后来呢，慢慢祖师大德就开始告诉大家说，虽然呢什么都是空的，可是呢我们的心事一直在主导我们。那所有世间的一切现象，在我们没有觉悟以前都是存在的，我们必须去处理它的。那怎么样从这个世间的一切现象之中去看到真正的无我呢？那就要讲了一个唯识学出来，告诉我们什么万法是唯识所造。慢慢大家说，哦，什么都是唯识，什么是时间，所有的一切东西都是 consciousness， 都是唯识，那就什么都是虚幻的咯。后来祖师就讲说，但是我们还有一个如来真心是永远不变的，已经每个人都具足的。所以所有的论点也在有跟无之间强调的不同，一下强调有，一下强调无啊，强调无，强调有。但是它最核心唯识学强调的这个唯识当中，它最后的 根本教义是一切法无我嘛，哈。那如来藏也是哈，那从如来藏可以生万法，好，从我们的真心可以生万法，所以它是有 balance 的哈，它的重心是为了要破除人们的执着，但是，哎，真空妙有妙有真空的这些东西是不变，就是他所说的真正的核心的道理都是一样的哈。那我觉得我们在研究大圣三系的时候要有这样的一个认知。So when we study the three schools, we need to have a correct concept that all the three schools talking about one thing, that the things that Buddha is talking about is not three different things. So because we see people debating between these three schools and debating what is real Buddha's teaching or whatsoever, but that's not the purpose of the master that who developing this school, and actually the three schools are talking about one thing, but their focus, their emphasis are different. And all these three schools and try to break our four upside down views. I talked about it last time in the Tathagatagarbha Sutra, and I need to emphasize again.那我们一般在in the samsaric world, we think everything is permanent. We think this desired world can be happiness is happiness, and there is a non-destroyable self, and the self is pure. But Buddha tried to tell us, you know,Everything is impermanent. What we call happiness is actually a suffering. What we think the self is, the body and mind, we think it's the true self, is actually no self. And what we think is pure is actually impure. And after we can, through practice, after we can experience this, then we can get to the level of nirvana,And at that point, we can really experience what is the true permanent, true happiness, true self, and the true purity. 那所有的教导呢，都是要来破除我们的四种颠倒哈。那四种颠倒叫做常乐我净哈。这个常乐我净就是在我们凡夫的这个娑婆世界里面呢。我们会执着一切东西是恒常不变的哈，那我们会执着我们的欲乐，好，我们的一些享乐，好，我们认为那是真正的快乐，然后我们会认为这个身心是我，好，然后我们认为说这世界上是很是我的身体洗一洗是干净的，我的心是清净的，好，那佛陀的教导。好，祖师大德的教导一直在告诉我们说，我们认为的常乐我净其实是无常苦无我不净的，那唯有借由修行才能够真正的去体会到，好，世间上的所有的现象都是无常的，一直在变的，那我们认为的所有的苦包括欲乐包括乐都是苦，因为它没有办法维持，那一切的东西我们认为有一个真实的我，我认为这个身心为我，其实它没有自信，它是无我的，然后所有一切的事件现象它是不净的，好，那演变了佛陀教我们很多的方法哈，去修行然后去体验到无常苦无我跟不净，然后真正修行达到最高层次，好，进入涅槃的时候呢，才能够真正的体验到什么是真正的常，什么是真正的乐，什么是真正的我，什么是真正的净。好，所以我们讲常乐我净的时候，有世俗地的常乐我净跟圣义地的常乐我净是不一样的。那中间我们在修行的过程中要认知到世俗的东西一定是无常苦无我不净的，无我才是真我。那 我们的这个唯识学呢，也会扣紧这个观念，哈，要破除这些观念来说明，哈。So, the talk about the eighth consciousness will stick to the purpose that we need to break our attachment to these four upside down views. So, from the so-called body and mind self to know self and to find the true self.Our goal first is to show that every existent has no self. The talk, the goal of the talks is I will try to show you the theory, the philosophy of the consciousness and only school.Talk about why every existent has no self. 那我们的目标第一呢，是要指明哈，一切法无我，一切法无我才是真正的净哈。Then every existent has no self, and every phenomena is created by our consciousness. Okay, so that's the first goal. The second goal.Is to show the causes of our suffering by our consciousness. 那第二个呢，目标呢 是希望说明哈，当我们认为诸法实有的时候呢，所带来的这个烦恼是什么 ？So if we think that every Dharma is real, then we will generate suffering. And how it is generated, this is the second goal I want to explain. 那这就是第二个我想介绍的是我们认为诸法实有之后所带来的一个烦恼哈。那第三个呢 ,the third is how we can transform back to wisdom.How we can transform from the so-called illusory to the real. 那第三个目标是说，我们既然已经染污了哈，我们的视不清净哈，那我们要怎么样转视成智哈，把我们不清净的智变成真正的清净的智慧哈。So this is the briefly flowchart. So we have a core.Consciousness, we call the eighth consciousness, the highest one, the eighth consciousness. It will interact with our mental reaction, and it also will interact our objective environment. And through these interactions, and also the environment and our mind will interact with each other. And then in the subsequence will store back into our conscious, the core, the eighth consciousness. And basically, by achieving this goal, I have to explain this process in a detailed way. Okay. So we have a consciousness. We interact with our mental reaction. We also interact with our outside environment. Okay.And all this interaction, the consequence will back store into our core consciousness. 那为了要达到这三个目标，我必须要去解释哈，什么是我们的所谓根源体，就是阿赖耶识哈。我先以后会解释哈，什么是阿赖耶识，就是我们最根本的事呢，它会跟我们的一个心理作用哈反应。那也会跟外界哈反应，那这个反应之后的结果呢，它又会存回到我们的这个核心的事里面去，那就一世的跟着我们哈。So what has been stored in this core consciousness we will carry on life after life after life if we are not purified, okay.那如果说我们不了解这个 process 哈， 不知道怎么样去亲近我们的事呢，那我们就会怎么样，一次又一次，一次又一次的带着这个业的种子呢就轮回。 And Shifu's comments in this book about the consciousness school, why we are Chan lineage to talk about consciousness. Shifu say that consciousness only is really a philosophy about Buddhist psychology. Okay. Psychology is very complicated too, but Buddhist psychology can go beyond the regular psychology. It will help us actually practice from ignorance all the way to attain wisdom. It helps us sentient beings to go to the Bodhisattva stage and then finally attain Buddhahood. And during the process, by understanding consciousness only, by the process of this, and we can liberate ourselves and also generate compassion with others. And then when we attain the Buddhahood, the wisdom of the Buddha is very useful for ourselves and also very useful for others. And all this, why Shifu talk about consciousness is trying to help people, the practitioners, know that what kind of path we will be experiencing. And we please do not misunderstand some of the bodily or mentally experience as enlightenment. Okay. 所以师父呢有在这本书的序言里面明文告诉我们说，诶，为什么我们要学唯识学？因为唯识学呢它是一个佛教的基本常识，那它是佛教的心理学来解释我们人的心理活动。了解这个唯识呢，它可以帮助我们从无明一直去开发我们根本的智慧，然后我们从凡夫到成为一修行的过程，可以从凡夫帮我们从凡夫到达菩萨阶位，然后最后成佛。那在修学的过程中呢，它可以帮助我们唯识学唯识的道理呢，可以帮助我们呢自利得解脱，然后利他生慈悲。即便是成佛了以后呢，这样的一个智慧呢都可以自受用及他受用。好，所以这是我们在菩萨道的过程当中是非常重要的。那更重要的是呢，师父说在唯识的这个整个 说明的过程里面呢，让我们知道说我们真正的身心反应到底是属于什么。好，我们的身心反应还是离不开识，离不开心识的作用。所以当我们在修行过程中有任何的身心反应，可以检视到说它其实不是真正的开悟境界。那我们禅修的人必须要懂得一些唯识，因为不要轻易的把一些身心反应当作是 了不起的一个证悟境界。好，所以这也是我要讲这个唯识的一个原因之一。好，Before I get to the content, do you know this person? Igor Mitchell. He is an American astronaut. Okay, I think he's the first group that landed on the moon. One of them. Okay. Dr. Edgar Mitchell, Mitchell. Okay. He has a dialogue with our master. We have a booklet outside. He has a dialogue with our master. The reason he is a practitioner, very serious practitioner now, the Buddhist practitioner. The reason he get into it is he explained to Sifu that when he came back to the moon, in the spacecraft, And the spacecraft turned 360 degree intervally. Okay, so when he, maybe I can read this. When he get back to the, on the way to Earth, he saw the space with the stars. The stars without twinkling, because there's no atmosphere. So it's so bright, so clear, and so many. And during that process, he experiences something that is extraordinary that he cannot explain. And he feels that I was made of the universe, and my partners also made by the universe, and every existence is made by the universe. And so even though when he get back to work, the feeling still there. And he tried to find the philosophy theory for his experience. And look philosophy, look religions, and finally he find Buddhism. That he find the theory of Nirvana, the description of Nirvana is very close to what he feel. And as he want to know about it, and he start to get to understand what the consciousness is. And then he later on founded an Institute of Consciousness to study science and consciousness. It's very interesting. And so he want to know what the existence is all about, you know, the human existence, what it is. You know, back to our core question, who am I? Why we exist, how we exist. Okay. So he has a dialogue with Shifu, and Shifu explained, you know, it's a very great attainment, but not the highest yet. But it's very rare, you know, for a people who can experience this in just by through without practice. But Sufu encouraged him, you know, go further. And then he, in this book, little book, he talked about how he tried to integrate science, because science is majorly talk about material world, and consciousness is talk about mind, you know, spiritual. So he tried to link these two together, and then we can find that actually some of the theory is, we can find it in this talk. 那我要说的是，在我开始以前哈，那我要讲就是我们外面有一本这个，这是一个太空美国的太空人哈，应该是第一批登陆月球的太空人之一哈，那叫做Mitchell Dr. Mitchell 哈，这跟前面的名字不好发音哈，那他曾经在台湾跟师父有一个对谈。 那对谈里面呢，他就讲到他为什么会开始学佛，好，然后他呢，这个他讲到他的体验，好，那他说他在返回月球的时候呢，那个太空梭哈，他就会转 360 度哈，定期这样转，然后他就看到太空哈，因为没有大气层的污染哈，所以星星是不闪的哈。 星星是很亮，十倍以上的亮，几十倍的大，而且数量又比我们哈到高山最没有污染的地方看到的还要多很多，所以那种震撼啊是不可形容的。然后在那种状况之下，他的心进入了一种状态哈，然后他就发现说他自己的存在，他同事的存在，这个宇宙的存在。 是同一个的，然后我们所有的存在都是宇宙创造出来的。他试着，他说他其实是没有办法解释，但是他回到地球之后，他就想要找说他的体验到底是什么。他想找说这个世界上有没有任何一个哲学或是宗教解释这样的一个体验。那他最后找到了佛教，然后找到了说，哎，这个心识的一个作用。所以他后来呢，就成立了一个研究那个是 新式的一个中心，他想把科学跟新式哈新式跟科学结合在一起，他认为这样是可以研究的哈。那他也说已经有一些成果出来了哈。那我要说的是说，在这个他体验的过程中，他去体验到一个很根本的问题，就是我们的存在是由何而来，我是谁，存在是什么，这个很根本的问题哈。然后他去探索世界了哈，他去探索这个唯识的这个世界了哈。那我想说，到现在为止，我们一直要讲的只是说，为什么我们要来讲唯识哈？绝对不是去探讨名相哈，是真正要了解我们根本存在的根本问题哈，还有我们人到底是什么哈。Okay, now we get to the boring part. But anyway, I try to find all the publication that has translation in English. There are many others that are very important, but you know, I can't find this. They are all in Sanskrit, but it doesn't mean anything to all of us. Okay, but I pick up a few of them. From the earliest is by the Bodhisattva Maitreya, it's called the Treatise on the Stages of Yoga Practice, and this is the it's sort of a Bible of this consciousness school. But why it's written by the Bodhisattva Maitreya, and people heard that, you know, because our master went through meditation, he went to a certain level and then listened to Bodhisattva Maitreya talk about this, and then he come back to earth, and when he get out of the samadhi, he wrote down. Okay. And the second one is by the Asanga. This one has no translation. Okay. Anyway, Asanga, based on the previous one, the Treatise of the Stage of Yoga Practice, he sort of in explanation put some comments on this and then become a big book. And then his younger brother, Vasubandhu, this one, his elder brother, in this book, he categorized all the mind action, the consciousness actions into 660. Okay, and then he's too complicated. So his younger brother sort of consolidated into 100, and then it's this treatise called the 100 Dhamma to show the door of practice. Okay, and then later on, the Vasubandhu, this person is a very important person, key person of this school. Vasubandhu, he then based on his all the treatises and sastras, and based on his understanding, he wrote a very, very important verses. 30 verses about consciousness, and Shifu talked about that. I think 90 something. He talked about this, and then in China we have a very famous master called Xuan Zhuang, and he went to India and learned about consciousness only, and then he came back. And this is his publication, his book called The Verses Delineating the Eight Consciousness. Shifu talk about that. Oh, sorry. Shifu talk about this one in U.S. Okay. It's written by Master Xuan Zhuang. And then Xuan Zhuang later on wrote a huge Chinese version of Consciousness Only Bible. The Bible of Consciousness Only is called The Treatise on Consciousness Only. Okay. 那现在讲话比较 严肃的哈，就是说唯识学派呢，它有很多重要的论述哈。那我没有办法列举出来哈，因为有一些我没有办法查到英文的翻译哈，大部分都是那个梵文的翻译哈，那也看不出英文这边看不出它是什么意思了哈。但是我举列几个很重要的哈，就是一个是弥勒菩萨所做的瑜伽师地论哈，也就是在这个在修行瑜伽的时候哈，看到了心事的作用哈。那还有他证悟的一些境界，好，那这个听说是我们的，应该是吴卓还是谁，去入定之后呢，听到弥勒菩萨讲回来写的哈，不是弥勒菩萨下来只写的哈。然后呢，吴卓菩萨呢，那吴卓菩萨呢，对啊，还有一个说法是说有一个人真的叫弥勒哈，跟弥勒菩萨是一样的名字。好，那这个我们就没有办法考究，因为印度人就是不喜欢写文献。那吴卓呢，他就根据瑜伽师地论去写了一个色大乘论，色大乘论就变成是这个唯识学的一个重要的就是著作。那他的弟弟世亲菩萨呢，他根据色大乘论，色大乘论里面把我们这个心事作用分成660种，他弟弟觉得太多了，他再把它缩减，再把它重新分类成100种，就是我们现在很有名的白法明门论。也就是说修行人啊，修行人要一定要懂的100个法100个道理一定要懂。然后他接着他博览这些群论之后呢，根据他自己的了解，他把呢他的了解唯识，对唯识的了解写了唯识三十论论诵，就是诵句子像诗一样的三十论，那把这个白法明门论讲清楚了。那这个很可惜他自己没有写注解，就往生了。那世亲呢后来变成是唯识学瑜伽师地派唯识学一个最主要的一个贡献的人。那后来我们的中国的玄奘大师有没有不是到印度去取经吗？他最主要的一个 intention 去取经，就是因为他对这个唯识学的这边的这个说法众说纷纭啊，因为传过来的经典不多，那讲的东西又不 consistent 哈，所以他就决定去印度取经哈。他去印度取经，最主要的也去跟那个地贤法师是不是地贤学哈？哇，拜他为师就主要是学唯识。他学到可以用当地的话跟他们所有的论师辩论，没有人辩得过他。那他回来之后不仅翻译他带回来的这些论述之外，他自己写了更简单版的叫做八识规矩颂，就比较短，也就是师父讲的这个八识规矩颂就是更简单版。那后来呢他又去做了一部也算是我们中国唯识的一个圣典，叫成唯识论，很大本，里面该讲的都讲了。但是如果大家有兴趣就可以再去参考这些论述。那诵的部分一定要去看注解，因为诵的话就像诗词一样写完就没了，看不懂，那要去看一些祖师的论解，那有非常非常多。So if you are interested in this school, you can find this publication, but it's unfortunately fewer in English. Fewer are translated, but there are some, and it's better that we read the comment by master, so that we can have a correct view. Okay, the core concepts of consciousness only school.The first is we need to know what is dependent arising. The second, the nature of no self. And the third, what is consciousness? And the consciousness has three natures, what they are. Okay. So when I explain the eight consciousness, I will also explain their nature, what nature they have. 那唯识学的中心思想，第一个就是讲缘起，缘起；第二个讲性空， 就是讲一切法无我，好，所以缘起性空，然后万法为识。好，那这个为识，这个我们的八识里面呢，它 有三性，好，三种特性。好，那这在接下去讲八识的时候都会讲，好，哪一识有什么样的性。好，那就是这整个唯识学的中心思想，哈，就是说当我们在解释这个的时候，也会依这个哈中心，围绕这个三个重点来讲，哈。OK, this is, do you, are you familiar with this? 12 link of dependent arising, right? 12 links of the dependent arising, okay?I'm not going to talk about the detail of this, but the origin concept of the consciousness only school. If we want to understand it, we need to understand this cycle. It come from this. 那第一个 okay, the next part of my talk, I want to review some of the Buddhist concept that is very important for this school.And we need to understand it so we are at the same ground. Okay, when we have the common knowledge about the base of the consciousness school, then later on when we talk about the eighth consciousness, we know what we are talking about. Okay, 那唯识的源流呢，它是缘起，哦，那最著名的就是什么？十二因缘法。好，那我接下去要讲的几个观念，其实也许大家都耳熟能详，但是我接下去讲的几个观念呢，是唯识学的基础。唯识学是从这几个观念里面发展出来的，哈，所以我这今天呢会把这几个主要的观念讲一下，让那我们知道之后，我们在同一个平台上，哈，在讲一件事情，哈。And I have to emphasize that Even though the three school, the middle way, the consciousness only, and the Tathagatagarbha school, the three schools, they pointed to one same thing, but they have separate theory. So when we talk about, one school, we will not borrow the other school's concept to explainthis school. Otherwise, we will never get it clear and we never understand. Do you know what I'm trying to say? When we talk about consciousness only, we will not bring the theory of middle way into this school and explain the terminology here. Okay.那我要先讲一下哈，为什么我们要这样子哈？因为当我们在讲大圣三系的时候哈，虽然三系讲的东西都是讲同一个东西，可是呢，它的理论跟方法是不一样的。好，所以当我们在讲唯识的时候，我们不要把中观的东西搬进来解释，因为这样会很混乱哈。因为它的思想体系方法哈，跟它的发展是不一样的，它脉络是不一样的，所以不要交错哈。所以当我们在讲唯识的时候，我们就用唯识的体系来说明。第一个讲十二缘起嘛，大家都非常清楚，应该非常的熟悉，就是从无名行识名色六入畜受爱取有生老死，然后就一直循环。那这里最重要最重要的一个观念就是无名。那无名是我们的业种，是所有唯识不清净的原因，就是那个无名。那经过这个 cycle 之后呢，我们又产生更多的无名，又把它种下去。好， So this cycle, I'm not going to talk about the detail, but we have to know that the cycle start with the ignorance. The ignorance, and later on we run the cycle, we generate more ignoranceand then put it in our consciousness. And this ignorance is the reason why our consciousness is not pure, why our consciousness generates suffering. So the ignorance, the start point, is very important. We have to know that. And then through the process, we generate more ignorance. Okay. And then if we want to purify it or liberate the samsaric, the cycling existence, we have to reverse the cycle. Okay. When we can reverse the cycle, then we have a chance to liberate. 所以当这个十二因缘它的轮转有一个顺时钟的转，对不对？那每次转一次就更多的无明，更多的业种进去了哈，那我们就是轮回不已了。那如果我们要超出要想要解脱，想要超越轮回，我们就要逆转。好，逆转之后呢，就是还灭哈，还灭一个一个灭哈，逆向的把它还灭之后呢，我们就会怎么样见到我们本来的一个清净的心智是什么。OK, five aggregates or five skandhas. It's form, sensation, perception, volition, and consciousness. Okay, the form are we can explain it in like material, but the form here is not just the material only. It has some mental activity. So the form we divide it into two kinds.One is with color, with shape that we can describe. Okay. And the second part of the form is that we cannot describe. It's our concept. It's a concept. For example, we know this is a green color, right? And we have.Red color, right? And so, green color is red color. But, you know the stop sign, right? Stop sign is red. Or the traffic light. Traffic light, the red, it does not say stop, but it means stop. The green means go, right? So the color become a concept, a universal concept. The red is stop.And the green is go. And I noticed that in the U.S., the stock market, the color is reversed from Taiwan. For example, if the market go up, here is green, right? Green. And red is down, right? In Taiwan, red is up, green is down. Why? For Chinese...Red is good. Green is not good. This is a concept, right? And it means different for different culture, in different culture. So Chinese think that red is very good. It's blessing. So when we have a chanting, right, the red one is good. We bless you. And the green one, we will explain, you know, when a husband has an affair, we will say the husband wear a green hat. That you must, huh? Green is not good. Okay. 那接下来我们哈，这个讲维识又要讲五蕴哈，色受想行识。它接下来未来开发的哈，什么五十一个心所哈，就从五蕴这边而来的哈。那色哈，我们讲的色呢，不仅只是颜色哈。包括它形状哈，所有我们可以形容的东西哈，我们可以接触的东西都是色，那叫做表色，可以表现出来的。但是还有一种无表色哈，它是没有表现的哈，色它是指一种观念，一种思想的代号。好，但是它也是色，因为它必须借由一种表现哈，它的表现不是实质的东西哈，比如说我们讲。这个红绿灯不是有绿色跟红色吗？那绿色跟红色，我们都知道红色的时候不能走，绿色的时候可以走，对不对？上面又没有写字，好，但是我们都已经知道，这是已经一个观念了哈。红灯的时候走，绿灯的时候不要走，这样子哈。绿灯的时候走，红灯的时候不要走，好。那又比如说我们股票嘛哈，就我来这边就发现一个很有趣哈，那股票呢？ 在美国呢，假设你这个股票涨哈是绿色，股票跌是红色，对不对？但是在台湾呢，股票涨是红色，股票跌是绿色。那为什么呢？因为我们中国人喜欢红色嘛，哈，红色代表吉祥，所以解涨了就赚钱嘛，赚钱就给红包了嘛，哈，红色哈。那像绿色，我们想说啊，像那种男那个先生啊，红杏出墙，红先生是不是叫红杏？哦，太太，先生怎么啊？有外遇叫做戴绿帽子啊？太太有外遇戴绿帽子 ？Sorry, correction. If the wife has a having affairs, then the husband is wearing the green hat. Anyway, green means bad. 那所以就是说，在西方人喜欢绿色，好，那我们东方人喜欢红色，好，所以这个观念哈，就在不同的文化里面就不一样。那所以这个色哈，就是有一些是物质界的哈，但是它也有精神层面的哈，就是观念层面的东西。So the form here included material and some mental action here. 然后有 soul, then we have a sensation, you know, when we contact the environment, then we have a sensation. And then the sensation we start to discriminate, you know, what it is. It's called perception. And then volition, and I like it or not, I don't like it, what should I do next? It generates a force.A driving force that, you know, help us make up our mind to do something. And then when we do something, the consequence we store in our consciousness. Okay. And also when our six organs interact with the form, the consciousness also told us, you know, something is happening. But, you know, here we explain the simple way.You know, the form, sensation, perception, volition, and consciousness. So in the early stage of consciousness only, Yogacara school, it only talk about six consciousness, and later on develop into eight consciousness. And I heard that now we have nine consciousness. But it will never end, but I would say that all the consciousness we only have one mind. The mind has eight consciousness. It's different level of the mind. It's not eight different thing, okay? So if you want to divide it, our mind level into 9, 10, 11, 12, no problem. But, you know, so far, eight is good. It's already complicated enough. Okay, so the consciousness will back also again to the six.To influence the six consciousness to make the decision. Okay. 那五蕴呢哈，我们讲色受想行识嘛哈。那有的色接受之后呢，我们就有一些感受了哈。那有苦还有乐，还有不苦不乐的哈。那完全在于我们怎么解读它，就是想。好，比如说，绿灯红灯。没有什么嘛，就是交通号志，对不对？该走不该走而已。但是如果你在赶着上班的时候，哎呀，红灯就讨厌，对不对？啊，绿灯就更高兴，对不对？但是如果你现在正想要在 dating 的时候，就红灯久一点，好，这样我送他回家就可以晚一点，呵呵呵，那就是跟我们的思想的 perception 的时候的也是不一样的哈。然后呢？有了想法之后呢，我们就在会产生一种动力，说接下去我要做什么，即便不做什么也是一种动力。好，那做了事情之后，它的结果呢又会存在我们的第六识里面。那这第六识还没有那么单纯，当我们在接触事物的时候，其实我们的第六识已经启动了，告诉我们说有事情发生。好，就是这个 contact 的部分。那它未来它接下去呢，它是研发成非常这个细致的一个过程哈。那我们还是回归到五蕴比较单纯哈，五种现象。那这五种现象呢，是就是第 原始最刚开始的时候唯识学只有讲六识，那慢慢的呢就讲到八识啊，我听说现在有第九识。那其实不管是六识八识或九识，它都是在形容一个心。好，那个心因为我们的执着不同，烦恼的不同，那深度就不一样，深度广度不一样，所以我们就把它区分出来，区分出来，它其实是同一个东西，而不是说我们的心有六个部分或八个部分，不是这个样子的。那我们要有正确的认知。 OK, 12 entrance through eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. OK, and we have sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, Dhamma. OK, these are the 12 entrance that we receive signals, and then we generate consciousness. We call it 12 entrance. Okay, and that's where we get our vexation. Okay, that we call the 12. And the next is called, 忘记讲中文。十二处哈，眼耳鼻舌身意，色声香味触法。那这是我们接收讯息跟产生讯息的入处，所以叫十二入。那这也是我们产生烦恼的入处。如果我们中间的东西讯息进来没有好好的 process, 没有好好的把它运作的话呢，那就是我们产生烦恼的根源。十二入十二处。The next is 18 realms. Our mind is from Tathagatagarbha. It's very simple mind, true mind, right? But we are not simple. We are not pure. So our mind becomes this. It has six faculties and it has six objects. It has six consciousness. And we call it 18 realm. Six plus six plus six.And this mind, or 18 realms, has contained the truth and illusion and everything else. So everything is created by the mind. Everything is created by our mind consciousness. And also this mind, has the cause, all the causes stored in this mind.And we also call it the storehouse. So these 18 realms, it describe the universe, every part of universe, explain our existence. 那接下去呢是讲十八戒哈，那十八戒就是在讲呢这个心哈，本来很简单的嘛哈，但是我们的这个染着的心里面呢有六根六尘跟六识，所以六加六加六产生十八嘛齁。那这个十八界里面呢，它在里面的运行，在里面运行齁。那包括我们讲六尘齁，都是讲，虽然是讲环境界齁，它还是由心识所造。那这整个十八界齁，就是说明了我们的心识呢，它其实里面有真有妄，真心跟妄心全部在里面是同一个心。还有所有一切哈，万法都在这里面，所以这个十八界呢，描述了整个宇宙，整个所有的存在，都包含在这十八界里面。它是所有的因，还有所有的这个储藏的种子，通通在这个里面。好，万法的因，还有万法的种子，通通在这个里面哈，叫做十八界。Next.Then we develop into eight consciousness. So far, do you have any question? Okay, everything is okay. Right, I'm only talk about some background, okay? 有没有问题？我现在目前还只是讲到它的基础哈，讲到一些唯识，想要学唯识的一些基础哈知识。Then the A consciousness, I put it here.The body, the eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body, and this is our mind. The six organs, interact with the six objects or the environment. It generate eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and body consciousness. And this consciousness will interact with the six consciousness. Six consciousness will reach the eighth consciousness. And the seven consciousness will think that the eighth consciousness is real. So get the attachment to the eighth consciousness. And the first six consciousness and will later interact with 51 mental factors. We'll get into the 51 mental factors and then we generate our vexations. And this is only to show a picture for you about what we are talking, what we will talk about. I believe you will be confused right now, but we will talk about this picture in my later talk. Hopefully you can get some idea. 那这个八识呢，我用一个简单的图来表示。那基本上我们就是有一个眼耳鼻舌身，然后意嘛，意识。那意识里面我们又把它分第六意识，然后第七意识跟第八意识。那前五识呢，是借由五根跟外界互动产生的五识。那这五识呢会跟第六意识互动产生反应。那这前六识的这个反应其实接着会跟五十一个心所相应。相应之后呢就产生种种的一些烦恼齁。就是前六识跟五十一个心所相应齁。那我们这边八识这个五十一个心所齁就已经集法了把五十九法了齁它是白法里面的一部分齁。然后这第六意识产生的一些种种作用会跟第八意识产互动。齁有些是它回馈给他，有些他存回去第八意识。那第七莫那识比较难觉察，他就是执着执常，他执着第八识为我。那我现在没有想还没有要解释这整个八识，因为要从一个一个慢慢来。那我只是借由这个图要跟大家说明一下我们未来的几次的演讲呢的分享到底是要讲什么东西。 And during and in my talk I will also talk about the some of the 100 dhammas, especially the 51 mental factors. Okay, so here remember the book on the 100 dhammas in 5 categories. We from the bottom, okay. The whole universe. The whole existence of the universe, we divide it into two parts. One part is six dhammas that never change. And the rest is 94, right? 94 is constantly change. Okay. So what is not change? That's very high level of attainment. And hopefully we'll get to that, but it's hard to understand. 94, that is constantly change. Part of it, this can divide it into two. One, 24, that is not cognizable. The rest is cognizable. And those that are cognizable can divide it into two parts. One is called the Dhamma of mind, the Dhamma of form. Okay. 那接下去要讲的就讲五位白法它的分类是什么。那以后有时间可能会讲到这个整个但是在讲八世心王的时候呢 一定会讲到51个心所，跟他相应的心所，所以这个要会提到。所以我就整个用一个很简单的表格呢来跟大家介绍什么是100个法。那我们就是从这个宇宙，整个宇宙的存在呢，如果然后可以分为两种法，一种是有为法，一个无为法。无为法就是你不用做不用作为，没有作为的哈，他就是一直在那边，他没有不会，他恒常不变哈。这边有写，非无为法是非因缘所生，无生无灭而无变异的即灭法哈，六种。啊，这当然是最高境界哈，非常难解释哈。那有为法就是刚好是说它是有作为的，有变化的哈，就有94种嘛哈。那这94种有为法里面又分两种，一个是不相24种不相应法，一个是什么相应法哈。所以94减掉24 70是吧，有没有减错，六个五个哈，没关系，反正就是有相应法跟不相应法哈。不相应法就是说你没有办法去认知的啦，像时间那种你没有办法去认知的哈。那相应法里面又分两种，一个叫心法，一个叫色法。So the Dharma of mind and the Dharma of form. The form here, we talk about 5 organs and 6 objects. Okay, so where is the 6 organs? It's here. Because part of it is form, part of it is spiritual. So we put it here. So there are 11, that is the Dharma of form. And the Dharma of mind, the 8 consciousness, we call it the king of the mind. The king of the mind means they dominate everything. So they are the power, where the power is. Okay, if the eighth consciousness start to move, then the 51 mental factors come to help, you know. So these 51 mental factors is also very detailed about including why we if we that you know when we meditate what would happen, what kind of mental factor come out. So it's really help all the practitioners, or especially Chan practitioners, when we practice and what would happen. What happened, we know what they are, and then we know how to deal with it. Okay. 那色法里面呢，就是讲五根跟六尘啊，总共是11个。那第六根意根，那意根呢，它把它放在这边，因为这边的意根它是属于一部分的色法，一部分的心法。好，那所以这边只列了11个色法在这边。那心法呢，我们称它第一部分八世心王是最重要的，所以我们称它是心王嘛，最主要的一个源头，就是主要操控的是在心王。那心王一动呢，一触痛呢，它就要去连接51个心所。好，这50个心所之后呢，那接下来就是我们的很多的烦恼就来了。那这51个心所也写字的，其实解释的非常的细致哈。我们下一个演讲会讲哈。那51个心所里面包括我们禅修中所会遇到的种种问题，都在这个51个心所里面。所以我们禅修的人哈，当我们什么任何一个境界发生，包括清安呐，都是51个心所里面的一个心所。好，那当我们的心王跟心所相应的时候，产生的身心反应还都不离这个白法哈。所以我们在禅修的过程中要常常有那个警觉到说，诶，我们的声音产生什么反应了，它是属于这个五位白法里面，尤其是51个心所里面的哪一种烦恼啊。清安也是一种烦恼啊，也是一种执着嘛哈。那我们应该，然后我们就要警觉它，然后就要对治它，要处理它，好，不然我们就停留在那里了哈。 OK,Yes. the five consciousness? Total eight, right? So the first five is eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness. Actually, we call it a sight, sound, smell, touch, thought consciousness. And then these five consciousness will interact with the six consciousness. Okay. It's kind of a receiver. Five organs are the receiver to get message from outside. Okay. And mind. Okay. The form and the mind. Right. Remember here? So the question is, she wants to clarify the five organs and the eight consciousness relationship between these two parts. And the five organs belongs to the Dharma of form. Okay, so we put it here. And also six objects. So the organ is kind of receiver. They receive the signal from the six objects. And it just receive the signal. But it will generate consciousness. Smell doesn't mean anything. But if they interact with the six consciousness, then the smell means something. Okay? So the five organs receive signal and then generate the five consciousness. The five consciousness will interact with the six consciousness. Next week, we will talk about the first five consciousness, and we will talk about what they are, and later on the six, seven, eight, and how they, and then the whole process of the eight consciousness, and also the interaction with the 51 mental factors. Okay. 我刚才有没有讲中文啊？没有。他刚刚的问题只是想要澄清说，那五根啊，好。五根这个跟外境作用跟这个八识的一个关系，他还不是很清楚嘛，哈。那最主要五根跟六尘，它是属于色法的部分，好。然后五根接受讯息，哈，产生五识的时候，它就变成心法了，好。那五识的这个心法，五识呢要跟第六识作用，五根不会跟五识跟第六识作用，是五识跟六识第六识作用。好，因为它是心法的一部分嘛，哈，然后再跟第七，然后再跟第八识作用，然后再加上第七识的执着，好，那造成我们这个轮回不移的这个根本了，哈。那下一堂课呢，就是会讲到说，我会开始先介绍前五识，好，前五识当然没办法，不可避免要讲五根啊，好，跟六尘，好，那前五识，然后呢，前五识它的功能哈，跟它的性是什么？哈，我会解释一下，然后它会跟五十一个心所哈相应的东西，好，那会在下一堂课解释。好，hope I'm still clear about what I'm talking about, because later on it might get more complicated.So hope you can still coming back, because it's very interesting, you know, about consciousness. And then when we go back to examine our mind or examine our emotion, you know, we will be more clear about why we are doing this. And the most important part, how can we overcome all the suffering and vexations? 那这次算是最简单的了哈。啊，希望大家还没有很 confused 哈，但是接下去开始要讲，我也是尽量哦，尽量想讲的大家的听得懂哦，我也只能讲我懂的部分啦哈。那最主要我觉得我们大家还是要一起来学唯识哈，是因为唯识可以帮助我们了解我们自己心思的反应到底是为了什么，我们为什么起这种烦恼，它为什么而来，那我们要怎么消融它，好，这对我们日常的一些修行跟觉察是非常重要的哈。那 remember the core, the goal of the consciousness only is want to show that the no self. Okay. 所以我们还是不离佛法的根本，好，唯识讲的还是讲一切法无我的，我们还是讲无我的，讲无我的智慧，好， We talk about the wisdom of no self. OK， 好，谢谢大家， Thank you very much.